Mr. Cregan, it's Mulcahy. Have an up, man. Come on, chief, let me in. It's urgent. They're onto us. We gotta move fast.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
So Mulcahy wasn't going to show up, eh, Kendall? You can thank your lucky stars he did. When he knocked on that door, he saved your life. Until midnight.
It was five bells on the 8 till midnight watch. And with Mulcahy's arrival, my last hope had gone. Once again, I tried forcing the ropes, but they held fast. It seemed an age since I'd faced Cregan that afternoon in the wireless cabin. And now, though I knew the whole story, I'd never be able to arrest Cregan. Just before Mulcahy knocked, I'd lashed out with my feet and sent Cregan sprawling back against the cabin wall. But he'd scrambled to his feet and was about to shoot when the wireless operator knocked. There was a grim jest in that somewhere. Mulcahy had saved my life by arriving to help Cregan toss me overboard. As I watched the chief engineer move to the door and unlock it, I was in no mood to appreciate any humor. The case of Victor Wedderman's will that had started some 3 months before with the murder of Peter Slavin was over as far as I was concerned.
They're onto his chief. I know all about it. Jones told him. We're going to get rid of Kendall. It's got to be now.
All right. Did anyone see you coming down here?
Yes, drop it, chief.
What?
The gun, drop it.
Mulcahy, why?
Don't try it, chief. Move back here, Mulcahy. Come on, man, move.
So you know.
I don't want to be the one to kill you, Chief, but unless you drop that gun... Pick it up, Chuka.
Yes, Robert.
And keep it pointed at Cregan.
That will be a pleasure.
All right, Miss Challoner, you can go in now.
Dirk. Dirk, you all right?
Well, I will be when you get these blasted ropes untied.
Here, let me.
Skipper, I could kiss that weather-beaten face of yours.
The man's delirious. Come on, Cregan, let's go.
Where are you taking him, Skipper?
I should think he and Mulcahy will enjoy each other's company. They can have that pleasure in the break.
But what about Jones?
He's in Miller's cabin. I had him moved there.
Well, fine. I'll need Jones as a witness.
I know.
Thanks, Sharon.
You can't put me in with Cregan, Skipper.
Shut up. You'll have lots to talk about, I should think.
Mr. Kendall, would you mind taking this weapon? You know how
yes, of course. Thanks.
Mr. Kendall... It's still a long way to Panama. I wouldn't be so sure if I were you that you're finished with me.
I haven't even begun. I want the story done in black and white, Cregan, and your signature on it. It should make interesting reading for Colonel Hacking.
All right, Mulcahy. Cregan, start moving.
I'll come with you, Captain, just to assist.
Glad to have you along, Tuca.
Oh, Dirk. Dirk, I thought... I was quite sure that you were... I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
It's all right, Sharon. It's all over now.
Oh, I can't believe it. I thought... I knew it was Mr. Cregan from the time I saw him lock his cabin door as he came out to talk to us, when we first came looking for you. But Captain Goddard didn't want to believe it.
He was the one man none of us thought of. I even accused Jones of lying when he told me that it was Cregan. Somehow the role of mass murderer didn't seem to fit that solid, brusque kind of... Well, anyway, he told me the whole story. He was gloating about it. He won't hang, Sharon. I think he'll spend the rest of his days in Broadmoor.
Dirk, do you remember once I asked you to kiss me and you wouldn't?
Well, you know, the thing about Cregan is that... What did you say?
I'm asking you to kiss me.
Well, Sharon, I want to tell you something first. From the time that I was in that cabin, waiting for midnight and knowing that it was to be the finish of everything, I found that...
Go on.
Well, it seems a pretty drastic kind of way to find out that you love someone. To be tied up, waiting to be chucked overboard. But that's what happened to me.
Dirk.
If you can bear the thought of being married to a not very efficient policeman, I'd very much like to marry you.
Kendall, you sound so pompous.
Oh. Do I?
I'd very much like to marry you. What kind of proposal is that?
Oh, yes. Well, you see... Oh, dash it all, Sharon. Come here.
Dirk.
Now I can face telling your father. Oh, Sharon, I've just remembered Dr. Lawler. He's still locked up in his cabin. We'd better go down to him.
Today is the Panama, hey, Kendall?
Yes.
Dirk, I have a favor to ask of you.
I know what it is, Martin, and the answer's no.
Just 5 minutes with him, alone.
Nope.
You know, it's incredible, Dirk. I keep expecting her to appear, to come around the corner of the deck and to find her with a wind in her hair.
Martin, we were all wrong about Cregan, but that doesn't make me blame myself any the less. I only wish there was something I could say.
Time, you know, the great healer. That's what we doctors say. I've only just realized how empty those words must sound to the hearer. Have you spoken to Challoner yet?
Well, no.
I'm not so preoccupied with my own affairs that I've lost the use of my eyes, you know. I hope it works out, Kendall.
It will.
I'd better wish you luck when you speak to the Major.
I've got a feeling I'll need it. Never been any love lost between us.
So, there's just the three of us now. Chuka, the Major, and myself. Well, at least we know we three can reach Savannah Lamar.
You'd rather not be going, is that it?
I'm not going.
What?
I'm leaving the ship at Panama.
But why?
I don't want any part of the Wherryman estate. Not now.
Oh, listen, Martin, that's downright...
Is it? I know all about the will and the provision that we should arrive per the Tang Ma, but... Well, if the learner was alive, I would have gone on with that. But I'm flying back to Sydney.
Oh, look here, Lawler. Colonel Hacking's coming aboard when we get to Panama. I've had word from London. He plans to take Cregan back with him. Look, why not discuss it with Hacking first?
No, thank you. If you can't change my mind, I don't see how a perfect stranger could...
Good morning, gentlemen.
What?
Oh, hello, Tuca.
Am I interrupting something?
No, no.
It's just that after talking with Major Challoner for any length of time, I find I need the deck in order to cool myself down.
Well, what's wrong with him now?
I think it wasn't wrong with him when we started this voyage. But now he's pointing out how any fool could have seen that Cregan was the guilty man from the beginning.
Oh. Now, Martin, I remember at dinner a few nights ago, they were the identical words he used about you.
Well, of course, I don't profess to ostent an entirely blameless life by any means, gentlemen. But the Major, I find, is able to cause me to think along homicidal lines for the very first time in many years.
I know exactly what you mean, Chuka. Oh, well, I think perhaps now I'll beard him in his den, as it were.
He's not exactly in an approachable mood, Mr. Kendall.
Well, that's too bad. I'm not exactly in an approaching mood, so watch out for fireworks.
I do wish that young man success, Dr. Lord. She's a very charming young lady.
Yes, she was. Very charming. Will you excuse me, Chuka?
Why? Why, of course. Yeah, of course. Sometimes, Edwin, it seems odd how safe you were in prison. It was so peaceful. 15 years of security, and now... Edwin Tuca, you must not think along those lines. It's time now to write to dear Martha. Come on, my lad.
Come in. You, Kendall. I've been expecting you. Well, come in. I won't ask you to sit down because I imagine what you have to say requires that you remain standing.
Major Challoner, this is not a scene from a Victorian melodrama.
No. It appears to me to have all the ingredients.
Young man rescued in the nick of time from death who was about to ask for the hand of a young woman who imagined herself in love with him.
Yeah, I had intended to ask.
Well, don't waste your breath. It's out of the question.
What?
Sharon has already acquainted me with this shipboard affair you appear to have been enjoying.
I intend to marry Sharon, Major.
Then we've reached an impasse, since I intend that you shall not.
Well, how do you plan to prevent it?
The fact that I appear to have lost a great deal of my influence over Sharon since we came aboard this ship should not make you hopeful, Kendall. Once we leave the ship, things will be much the same as they were. And a third share of £1,000,000 can be very useful in that respect.
Aren't you awake yet to the fact that your daughter can't bear the sight of you?
Since that is exactly the way I feel about you, we have quite a problem, haven't we? I shall move heaven and earth to prevent a marriage between you and my daughter. Is that clear, Kendall? My only regret in this entire sorry business is that Captain Goddard did not attempt to rescue after midnight. Now get out of my cabin!
Kendall! Kendall, are you in there?
Yes, skipper.
It's Cregan, Kendall. He's escaped. That damned maniac is climbing to the masthead screaming about vengeance. He's up there in the cross trees yelling his head off. We've got to get him down, Kendall.
It seemed incredible that Cregan could have escaped. But then I remembered something he'd said 2 days before when we took him to the brig. That it was still a long way to Panama. With Cregan on the loose again, anything could still happen in this passage of the Tangmar.